So we're going to start with the cases. I'll try and identify what page we're on. And what we're going to do is I'm going to do the first group, and then he'll do the second group, I'll do the third group, et cetera. We're doing the first eight categories this morning, and then the balance of the categories will be done tomorrow morning by Judge Gargatta and Judge Rodriguez. Today's presentation will be better.
I agree with that.
So the first section's on appeals. You know, each of these appellate cases has their own sort of unique things, and depending on what you're doing, you know, I would encourage you to read all of these comments. The presentation that you've got in your materials was done by my two law clerks and by four interns. They spend a huge amount of time doing this, and so these are synopses of the cases. But what I wanted to do was to take the appellate cases overall, and I'm going to pull about seven of them out and talk about them, and tell you that I think there's a theme in these cases this year that's maybe worth noting. And that is that in these appellate cases, the Fifth Circuit has really gone out of its way not to rule. And I think they are doing their best to limit appellate jurisdiction in the Fifth Circuit. I haven't talked to any of them about this. This is simply sort of my read of these cases, but they're overall, there seems to be a very strong trend in that. So the first case I want to talk about is on page two of your material, which is In re Monge. And in this case, I think this is out of the Western District. The lawyers who had a QI-TAM case, and a QI-TAM case is when an individual makes a complaint, and that complaint is made typically on behalf of the federal government, maybe for Medicaid, Medicare fraud, and so the lawsuit is brought in the name of the government, and then you can collect money back.